when we think about the Beis HaMikdash and you know, and what we're mourning for in this time of the in this time we remember the Churban, you know, besides the obvious simple level, which is the pure ruchnius value of the Beis HaMikdash, which maybe we'll have a chance to discuss, the Beis HaMikdash also was part of Hashem's plan for Klal Yisrael in terms of building up Klal Yisrael and making us one nation. The Gemara darshins that why do we say in the Shir Malzbe the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim Habniyaki Irsha Chubra Lo Yachdav? It's a city that makes all Yisrael Chaverim. Yerushalayim is a city that brings all of us that brings all of us together. And one of the functions of the Beis HaMikdash was that it was Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. How is it Ma'achid Klal Yisrael? Because, like it says in the Medrash, that the Medrash says on Zos HaBracha that Amim HaYukrosham Yizukuz V'Chet Tzedek, they would come and they would say, among the Goyim, you can have people, they have many Mikdashim and many gods and many Minhagim, etc. Right? And the Beis HaMikdash is a place, they were impressed with the Jewish people, they only have one God and they only have one Mikdash, they only have one Kohen, they only have one Tavshil and Minhagim, etc. It was a place that brought us Achdus. How does it bring us Achdus? We know what's the biggest fight, what's the biggest problem that we have nowadays in Klal Yisrael? Less Mandapalig, I think. I'm not talking about people who aren't from. That among firm Jews in Klal Yisrael, the biggest problem we have now is Pibur, is the lack of Achdus, sectarianism. Everyone's always fighting with everyone else. How do you solve that problem? So A, nowadays everyone, the Belz is actually built a Beis HaMikdash, but everyone has their own shtiebel, everyone has their own shul, everyone has their own center, has their own bezdin. The Rambam says that originally in the old days, if you think about it, let's imagine Hashem Yisbarach gave the Torah, right? He knew when he gave the Torah, everyone would have their own ideas about exactly what it meant, about how to do it, about how to be Oved Hashem, how to be Jewish. So what was Hashem thinking? Right? That he would give the Torah, everyone have their own ideas, and then they'd fight with each other all the time? Obviously not. Obviously, Hashem had a solution to that problem. And he writes the solution straight out in the Chumash, it's in Parsha Shoftim. Right? What happens when Yidden fight? That one of the functions of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not only a place for Ruchnius and Karbanos, it's a place for uniting Klal Yisrael. What happens if you have a fight? You go to the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, Vasa Ve'Darash Tav Yigidu Chayis Dvar HaMishpat. And you go to Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Rambam says in the original days, Lohayim Achlokas B'Yisrael. What is Lohayim Achlokas B'Yisrael doesn't mean that we're all robots. We're all made with a cookie cutter that everyone agreed all the time. Chas V'Shalom, of course there was Melchamta Shel Torah in the old days. It just means there was an intellectual Melchamta Shel Torah, but it came to what to do. There is no Lohayim Achlokas B'Yisrael. The Rambam says that the Bezna Gadol sat in the Lishkas HaGazis, and whenever people had a Machlokas, it went to the Bezna Gadol, they paskin, and everyone followed them. And if you don't follow them, you're Zaken Mamre, you're Chayiv Misa. Right? So in the old days, when it's the old days? The old days are the times of the Beis HaMikdash. What's special about the Beis HaMikdash? There's only one Beis HaMikdash. If there's only one Beis HaMikdash, there's only one Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. If there's only one Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone has to listen to them. When there's only one place, it's Ma'achid, the Jews, and then there was no Machlokas. There were no people who argued over, I keep the halacha right, you keep it wrong, I eat treif, you eat kosher, you eat treif, I eat kosher, etc. Everyone was able to get along because there was something that united them in that center of the Beis HaMikdash. When someone asked, it's very important to remember this chiluk, nothing to do with the 9 days only. Someone asked, Machlokas, is there supposed to be Machlokas in Judaism? If you ask it, there's supposed to be different opinions because everyone has their own insights and their own attitudes and their own perspectives? Yes, absolutely. Hashem meant for us all to be individuals and have our own perspective. But if you ask, is there supposed to be fighting over everyone saying you're not firm enough and you're keeping the halacha wrong and I'm the only one who's keeping the halacha right? Absolutely not. Hashem wouldn't give a stupid thing like that in the Torah. Hashem said in the Torah, Mefurash, of course there's not supposed to be Machlokas B'Yisrael. Of course you're not supposed to have 80 different versions of the Torah. It's our onus of galus. It's because of the galus that we have this onus. That if you look how sad it is of the Jews fighting with each other over everything, especially in the current tkufa, over Judaism, forget about over the secularism. That's all part of the galus that we no longer have. The one way you see this nowadays still is, you go to what's the one place where you see people of different hashkafas still davening together? You go to the Kotel, you'll see a minyan of guys of all different hashkafas davening together. Why? Because it's a remnant, that's a summary of the Beis HaMikdash, the one place it's the one place that unites us all. And therefore, it's no wonder when Chazal say the Beis HaMikdash was chorev because of sinas chinam, it's not that the Beis HaMikdash was chorev because of sinas chinam. That like, because we didn't own a veir of sinas chinam, Hashem gave us an onesh, and he took away our allowance, he gave us a patch, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. No, the Beis HaMikdash was, Chazal tell us, the Romans didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they just burned it. right? Kemach Trina Tachan, right? Titus just burned the Mesa Mikdash that was already destroyed, but Pnimius in its Ruchni's definition. Sinas Chinam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because of the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash is the place where all the Jews come together to worship Hashem. It's the place that's Ma'achid us. If we undermine it with Sinas Chinam, then Mela, it's not even a Beis HaMikdash anymore, Pnim Yuso. It's just waiting for someone to destroy the outer shell that's left without a neshama. And therefore, in this time, we think about the Beis HaMikdash, Mitzad Echad, Mitzad the sadness. We have to cry not only for the Ruchnis of the Beis HaMikdash, which might be a little harder to relate to, because we're not even sure what that tastes like in the first place, but we have to cry for the Pirud and the infighting and the Jews who delegitimize one each other within the world of Torah Judaism, which is part of that Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, because we no longer have that Makom Sheyuchar Hashem Elokecha Bo to unite us, and we have to be Mischazik in remembering that ultimately, you know, we're all on the same team, we're all on the team of Klal Yisrael, and even if we live in a world where, you know, so many people are nichshal in infighting and sectarianism and delegitimizing and trying to drive wedges between different types of from Jews, you know, we have to join those who are really our Oved Hashem Be'emes, and try to build bridges and appreciation and closeness between different kinds of Jews. And if we have the kind of achdus that the Mikdash really stands for, then we'll be zocha to actually, if we can build the pnimius foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, we'll be zocha that Hashem will help us build the actual binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. May Rabbi Amenu Amen.
Amen. What?